January. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder?
Well, hi, you made it. I'm so glad.
In this special edition of our monthly Nature Almanac, we go back to December when Steve Jones and Ruth Carroll Cushman joined other members of the Boulder County Nature Association at the Teller Trail off of Valmont to celebrate the dawn of the winter solstice. It was only 9 degrees that morning, so the 24 nature lovers all dressed for the weather. One man wore a blanket around his head.
I picked it up in India and I learned how to tie it from the northern Indians.
A woman wore a blanket that she had found in a dumpster.
And a coat that I bought at Savers, and a pair of pants from the Recycle Clothing, and a pair of boots on sale at McGuckin's.
And what brings you here this morning?
I'm here to welcome back the light.
That light has special qualities during the cold winter months, according to Ruth Carroll Cushman, who wore a warm winter parka.
January is a great time to see iridescence in the clouds because ice crystals cause it, and you can look up and you can see sapphires and rubies and all sorts of beautiful things in the sky.
What had brought people here this morning? Steve Jones explained.
Well, welcome to the 12th or 13th annual Boulder County Nature Association Winter Solstice Sunrise Hike. Let's go around and introduce. I'm Steve.
Roo.
What we traditionally do is walk down to the Boulder Creek Bridge and look at wildlife along the way. And then when we get down there, we form a semicircle facing the sun and watch the sun.
Oh, it's great to be outside, though, huh?
Shivering in the morning cold, we started walking the trail that parallels Valmont Road. Where traffic sounds mixed with friendly greetings.
It's wonderful to see you.
And a song from Roo.
The ants go marching one by one.
As Boulder Creek turned north, so did the trail. We left the road. The traffic noises faded. The wild winter grasses grew tall and thick, and from an abandoned gravel pit not far from the trail came the sound of Canada geese, around 5,000, according to Steve Jones.
How many?
Well, we just estimated the other week there were 5,000 Canadas, and we saw one snow goose right in the middle of the flock as they were flying over. And it was out here last week as well. And it's not too uncommon to find a snow goose hanging around with Canada geese, but it's still special this time of year to see a snow goose.
Beyond the geese, beyond even the coyotes yapping in the hills, one woman paused to watch the mountains, turning golden on this solstice dawn.
This is the beginning of the sun coming, the sun of the new year coming up over on the mountains of Colorado. Here we are, catching the first glimpses.
Then she spotted something new.
Eagles. I think they were immature bald eagles.
Steve Jones confirmed the sighting, then he encouraged people to focus their binoculars on a big old cottonwood tree almost 1 mile away.
So if you look straight out toward Arapahoe Peak and the cottonwood on the left, you'll see a big dark blob. That nest was constructed by red-tailed hawks several years ago. And the last two winters, a pair of bald eagles have been working on that nest. And then they work on the nest, and then come spring, they migrate to wherever they actually nest could be southeast Alaska. Last spring there was a pair of great horned owls in that nest. But this winter the eagles have been working like crazy on it. The thing's about 5 feet across. And I don't know if in the back if you saw those four bald eagles that just flew over in front of us as we were walking up here, the four immature balds. We think they may be offspring from the adults, not from here, because bald eagles have never nested in Boulder County, but from somewhere far to the north. So one of these years, either they or their parents or someone is likely to stay and use that nest.
And the top, looking at five bald eagles.
Right? Five.
Oh, yes. How beautiful.
They're two adults.
All right.
And then if you scan to the left, there's an immature to the left of the two adults.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you scan over to the right, there are two immatures perched together.
Okay.
One of them is a white belly, which means it's a about a 1.5 to 2.5 year old. Mm-hmm. So it looks almost like a hawk. It has a white belly.
How old do they have to be to get the real white head?
White head, they have to be about 5 years old. And they can't breed until they're about 5 years old.
Okay.
That's the thing about nature. You learn a little and you always want to learn more. There's always another question or another mystery to solve. It's the suddenness of the light, too. It's like, wham, we got the sun.
We gaze back toward the mist rising over Boulder Creek. Just then, a huge bird stretched out its long wings and flew away.
Look, there goes a heron.
Right there.
Big one. See?
As that morning sun warmed the chilly air, Steve Jones invited everyone to gather in a circle.
We have a few moments of just silence where people can just think and enjoy the sunlight. And then if you have something you'd like to say to the group, you can say it to the group.
Ruth Carol Cushman began by remembering September 11th, when she and her husband were in the grasslands of North Dakota.
In the area where the Mandan and the Hidatsa lived. And in the 19th century, these Indian tribes were almost wiped out by a smallpox epidemic. And sometime, an anonymous member of their tribe wrote a very simple poem of just three words, and it gave me hope and encouragement. Earth always endures. That's it.
One hiker offered a poem by Tolkien.
My mother died in July, and I'd like to read this in her memory. This is called Bilbo's Song. I sit beside the fire and think of all that I have seen, of meadow flowers and butterflies in summers that have been, of yellow leaves and gossamer in autumns that there were, with morning mist and silver sun and wind upon my hair. I sit beside the fire and think of how the world will be when winter comes without a spring that I shall ever see. For still, there are so many things that I have never seen. In every wood and every spring, there is a different green.
Light is returning.
Ellen sang.
Even though it is the darkest hour, no one can hold back the dawn.
Then invited everyone to join in.
Let us keep it burning. Let us keep the light of hope alive. Make safe our journey through the storm.
I think it is such a neat thing that this is the sun's birthday.
Rue offered an original poem.
Ring, loop, circle, season, eagle wing, my heart is pleasing. Thank you, sun, for coming back.
Then Steve Jones said something unexpected.
Well, I have a spring poem. I ran across this in a book by John Joseph Matthews called Talking to the Moon. John Joseph Matthews was an Osage tribal leader who was educated at Oxford and then lived for 10 years alone in a limestone cabin in the Osage Hills. And this is a poem that he learned from his mother that she would say each spring as she was planting the corn, which was their staple crop. I have made a footprint, a sacred one. I have made a footprint. Through it, the blades push upward. I have made a footprint. Through it, the blades radiate. I have made a footprint. Over it, the blades float in the wind. I have made a footprint. Over it, the ears lean toward one another. I have made a footprint. Over it, I pluck the ears. I have made a footprint. Over it, I bend the stalks to pluck the ears. I have made a footprint. Over it, the tassels lie gray. I have made a footprint. Smoke rises from my lodge. I have made a footprint. There is cheer in my lodge. I have made a footprint. I live in the light of day.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and members of the Boulder County Nature Association. They hiked the Teller Trail on winter solstice morning.